Welcome to ENG 31.93 Podcasts. Today I'll be starting a brand new podcast series, The Path to Dreamville. In this series, I, Nathan Changbalan, will be covering and taking you through the life of the man who never gave up until he was able to make his dream come true. From rags to riches, this is the story of the multi-platinum, award-winning rapper and producer Jermaine Lamar Cole, better known today as J. Cole, and how he worked his way to the top of a world that was against him. From his rocky childhood and home in Fayetteville, North Carolina, with nothing but dedication and a dream, Jermaine Lamar Cole, or better known now as J. Cole, is probably the best example that you'll ever find that really shows how hard work pays off. And with enough of it, dedication, and hope, that all your dreams can come true. J. Cole's mother gave birth to him January 28, 1985, born from an African-American veteran father and a white European-American postal worker mother on an American military base located in Frankfurt, Germany. After being abandoned by his father a few years after his birth, Cole's mother, with him and his one-year senior brother, soon moved back to Fayetteville, North Carolina, or Fayetnam as the locals call it, to continue working her job as a postal worker to support her family now that their father was gone. Cole's love for music started when he was in his early preteen years, when he joined the Terry Sanford Orchestra as a violinist. A little while after, he started teaching himself how to rap, and even came up with his first rap name, Blaza. However, it would be over half a decade before he would be well known to the world and release his full first debut album. Growing up, there was a vast array of things Cole was constantly avoiding. Gangs, drugs, the abusive tendencies that were commonly seen throughout his home by stepfathers, or drug abuse that was constantly becoming more and more frequent within his home as he grew up. We'll talk about these more in depth in a later episode, but I'm mentioning these because of their importance. Because during all of this, Cole would constantly hide out in his room, and it's due to this constant evasion that Cole became more and more infatuated with music. Cole says this when speaking about his childhood. Having my own bedroom did a lot for me. I had the privacy to listen to music, rap in front of the mirror, write, daydream. Family life wasn't terrible, but there wasn't a lot of love in the house. It was good to be able to close the door. This gives us some insight to how he used his room mostly and how he used music to evade the harsh realities of life. J. Cole is an amazing role model. He shows and teaches us and the youth of our generation many lessons, such as one might say, stay humble and hustle hard, and that perseverance is the key to realizing your dream. However, Cole's life was never an easy one. The way J. Cole tackled all of his problems and kept following his dreams through abuse, failure, and depression. Next time on The Path to Dreamville. This podcast was made possible by ENG3U1.93 Podcasts.